Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. You're so worthy to be praised. I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. May the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come with prayer. May the Lord bless you all. Maranatha.
Your name's written in heaven. Hallelujah. Happy day. Y'all want to sing happy day? Oh, happy day. Well, well, I guess.
But it's still a happy day.
Well, like anything, we have to do it. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus
was. He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
He taught me how to watch and
watch and pray.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
He taught me how to watch and pray.
Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord. Father, we give you the glory. It's a happy day. Even today, Lord. Yes, you made us glad. Thank you, Lord. You washed our sins away. Our names are written in heaven. We do there and rejoice. We're on the potter's wheel. Hallelujah. We have the trial of our faith, many afflictions. So we rejoice. We're walking up the King's highway. Hallelujah. We not only rejoice in thy salvation, O God, we rejoice in you. So help us, Lord God, to worship you. Help me to say what I need to say in the manner and spirit I should do it. Help us, Lord, even this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right, we'll probably practice it some more one day, huh? Hallelujah. Okay, where's my stuff? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. In 1 Kings 19, I'm going to start there maybe. Let's see. A lot of papers, huh? No, here's a book right here. Hallelujah. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. And withal, how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Some kind of woman, huh? And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came into Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. Verse 4 said, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I'm not better than my fathers. The Lord didn't agree with them. All right. So I want to talk about us not quitting, not giving up. That's the easy way. Oh, I can't work with Yoko, so I quit. Oh, I can't work under these conditions, so I quit. We can't do that. That's not my judgment. I don't care what you tell me about Phil. I'm not going to say, no, we aren't going to do it like that. Of course, every day I'm tempted to quit. Y'all know that. Absolutely. It's unrighteous, though. Yeah, it's wicked. Absolutely. It's wicked because it's the place where God put me. Place where God put us. So we need to endure. Yeah, it's not a hard thing. My yoke is easy. My burden is light, said the Lord. But, you know, some have had the opportunity and pattern or whatever of being able to opt out of things. That's not been my case. That's not been. So I guess once you get in that mode, that's how you do it. So we can't do it. We have things we have to work out with each other, and we have to work them out. What else can I say? Or else we're all going our own way. That's not why we're here. All right? That's not why we're here. And I know what's in man because here I am. So I know what it takes to work out things between folk. Yeah, I have to do it. So, but it's right for us to do. It's what God requires. Huh? I could say more, but Lord help me. You know, opt out is when you remove yourself from the situation. And that's a solution, but it's never a solution. Never. Never, never. It doesn't address anything except I don't want to do it. Yeah. All right? So we've got it going on, but still not right. And as much as I say it, some still don't believe that I'm telling the truth. All right? Hallelujah. You see, even the mighty man of God wanted to opt out. I mean, after doing the mighty work by the power of God. Yeah, he wasn't afraid of them prophets up there. No, he said, look at my God. He said, now you call on your God. And let the God that answers by fire, let him be God. So God showed himself mighty. Huh? But then, you know, he said, well, I've done all of that, man, and the fight is still on. I thought they would have settled it all. It didn't settle it all. It got settled, though, but that didn't do it. It got settled because God kept him in. He didn't take him out. He was ready to, you know, sign out, say, okay, I'm putting in my retirement papers, God. Of course, God didn't accept his resignation. All right. Glory, glory. So help me, Jesus. Now, the other, I know your stand is, I'm not going to do wrong. Make sure you do right when you say that. All right. When you have something situation, then if you want to judge, then you have to give it to the judge. We don't do that very well. We give it to the judge and say, look, here's how I'm going to fix that. Okay. Because of such, such and such and such. Well, then it's out of my hands again. You've never given it to me. If you give it to me, then I'm going to judge it the way I judge it. What you do, I can't do anything. I understand that. Of course, it's hard on me, you know, but God's grace is sufficient. You know, you're going to go before the judge, you know, here's me and Charlene. Guys. Judge, you know, here's the deal. And Charlene took my candy and I'm going to slap her upside the head. Okay, now here it is. Well, what's the judge got to do? Oh, agree with you? Yeah, okay, Charlene, that's a, no. Said, judge, Charlene took my candy.
That's right. That's it.
And let the judge say, well, Charlene, did you take her candy? His candy? and go along those lines. But you know, it's we don't even realize that we're doing that. We're making the judgment when we bring our case, and that's not good. That's not good. If you're going to give it to me, then I'm going to judge it. What you do, I have no control, brother. All right. Praise the Lord. But my answer is going to be, I'm not going to, you know, take you out of the fire or remove you from your situation. You know, you can, you know, go against my authority and remove yourself, but I'm not going to remove you. That simple. All right. We wouldn't get anything done around here. No. Come on. All right. So as much as lies within you, follow peace with all men. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Well, when people are estranged, they are estranged. What does that mean? It means that they're really not on friendly terms. Well, what do you do about estrangement? Well, one kill the other? No, they have to be reconciled. That's the solution, isn't it? I mean, since we're Christians, if we were after the world, we'd just, well, kill it. Let one kill the other. Or, you know, but otherwise we have to be reconciled, be peacemakers, children of God. Amen. Now, of course, I've heard it said, well, you know, I've got no problem with the world. It's the people that's in it. Well, that's how we think. It's not the community is fine. It's some of the folk there. Or maybe it's all of the folk there. You're implicating yourself. Anytime we talk about men, we do talk about men. Anytime we do, we implicate ourselves. So I'm up here implicating myself. Thank God he can extradite me. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell the truth. I'm one of like passion. But I believe the way of peace is the right way. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Peace means right order. That's what peace means. All right. So if A and B could work out their situation, they wouldn't need the judge. Now, the deal is for A and B to be reconciled. But if A and B do everything that's in their, that they know to do or willing to, whatever, and they can't do it, that's why you need some help. You need another, yeah, you call them mediator, whatever. But then, of course, you'll have to accept what they say. That's the problem we have here. You know, whenever we judge a situation, then, you know, we find some reason why it's not a good judgment. Well, now you understand why you're not reconciled. No? God judges everything. Everything. He's a righteous judge. Hallelujah. So we have estrangements here. Y'all know that. We shouldn't have them, but the truth is the truth. You know, sometimes they come and go and some linger on. You know, they have some kind of relationship, but it's not a peaceful one, you know, where you can really deal with things. Because every time you begin to deal with them, other remove themselves. And it never gets fixed. And your mind is fixed because, well, I've removed myself. But you haven't. That it's still there. Thank you, Lord. So God is wise to bring us here. And we'd be wise to apply ourselves to be made into what God wants us to be. We need each other. We're not individuals. No, maybe we'd like to be, but we're members of the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ and members in particular. Huh? Imagine me being upset with my foot all day long. You hurt foot. I hate you. Well, sometimes we have pain, but, you know, since it's part of the body, we have compassion and understanding, don't we? I'm going to cut you off, foot. You trouble me. No? I'm going to quit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm saying again, we have to stay with the situation and work it out. Okay. That's my judgment. We don't have to show who's wrong. God determines that. And his laws are written in our hearts. They're put in our minds. I hope y'all listening to me now. Of course, if your mind's made up, then you're not listening. Everybody, that's what makes for estrangement. We don't want no settlement here because can't nobody judge it but me. And since, one that's deputed to judge it can't get it done right, I'm going to remove myself from the situation. Y'all know I'm saying it right, don't you? It's still not right, though. When you remove yourself from the situation, you don't have authority to do that. No. No. Brother Sterwood says, not rightly. That means where God puts you. So you go somewhere and you're under authority and you can't just say, well, I'm done with you. No? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, of course, this is, it's wearisome, you know, for all the petty things we have to deal with. Of course, we make them a priority, but really they're not so important except that, we are not following righteousness. The thing in itself is not that. It's what we make it to be. Thank you, Lord. Have I said enough? I never know, because, but it's my judgment though. Understand, this is my judgment. With this situation taking care of Maryland, my judgment, we keep things in place and everybody do what they're supposed to do. Don't fight, don't fuss. You do, don't point fingers. Don't defend yourself. Just do what you're supposed to do. All right? And hear what you're supposed to hear. I found another scripture in Luke. It's talking about stripes. He that knew his father's will and did not according to it was beaten with many stripes. So here we are. We're between a rock and a hard place. Maybe the heathen don't know that we are to stay put, and work it out and let God be God. But we do know. So once we remove ourselves, then we're not doing according to God's will. So he'll have to stripe us. That's how I read it. Let me find it for you. Let me find it for you. Praise the Lord. God's not right doing that, is he? Y'all sure? Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Hallelujah. All right. Now understand, I'm endeavoring just to be faithful. Understand that. Praise the Lord. I need to do it lawfully. We can't say I'm just trying to do right and break all the rules. and we lie. We lie to ourselves and we're. So I'm saying it righteously. I'm endeavoring to do right. All right? Thank you, Lord. Well, give God the praise. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. I'm going to see what I can find in the book. Oh, let your loins be girded. The light's burning. Hallelujah. You be like those that wait for their Lord. Are you waiting? Hallelujah. It says here, Luke 12:47. It says here, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself. Prepared not himself. Prepared not himself. So it talks about two things. Preparing, and then it says, neither did according to his will. So it's two things. Didn't prepare. If you don't do that one, you won't do the other. And that servant that knew his Lord's will and didn't prepare himself, neither did according to his Lord's will, shall be beaten with many stripes. So that's where we are. We can't, at one time God winked at this ignorance, but now he command men everywhere to repent. So when we hear righteous instructions, then we know if they're right or not. We know what to resist, our own hot temper or own malice or the word of God. We do know which one to resist. But to do one, you'll have to resist the other. All right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No. God doesn't like estrangement. That's why he sent his son. So we could be reconciled. Back on friendly terms. Huh? That means we can work things out. Yeah, God worked it out. You sinners. Huh? Lost and hopeless. Come ye sinners. Lost and hopeless. God can make the vilest sinner clean. Oh, my grace is sufficient for you. Oh, repent. Be baptized. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall be saved. Hallelujah. So this is all done for reconciliation. Understand? Now, reconciliation with God is like fellowship with God. It involves eating. So if we opt out of what it takes to stay in fellowship with eating, then we opt out of our fellowship. This is the scripture now. Y'all want to hear me say it? Truly, our fellowship is with God, the everlasting Father. That's by his son, Jesus Christ. As long as we walk in that light, we have fellowship, not only with the everlasting Father, but one with another. And in that situation, the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, cleanseth us from all sin. Now, that's the covenant. And we aren't going to be able to say, well, you know, curse grouchy, that won't do it. that won't do it. No. But that's how we do it. Praise the Lord. So we need to work through these situations. All I can do is say it, you know. Yeah, I'm in my own situation. You know what? Well, I would like to be reconciled, but what can I do? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm ready to negotiate. See? Hallelujah. Well, you might say the same thing again, more than likely. I'll say, yeah, I'm endeavoring to please God. Yeah, I'm not against you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, you know, Bill Golden, little fellow out in Oklahoma, used to say, James, you need to get Kurt a wife. Am I telling the truth, Kurt?
Yes, sir.
Y'all want to hear my answer? Man, I can't even get me a wife. How can I get Kurt a wife? Now, the situation we have here, Pastor Rice, you make Neil and Sherry get along and be loving. I can't even do it for myself. If my commandment could do it, All right, Neil and Sherry, y'all get in there and hug and kiss. And I would do it for myself. See? So here I am. See, I tell the truth. So we'll just have to let God be God. And, you know, still in the situation, I'm endeavoring to do right. But part of the problem people have with me is they say, well, you haven't commanded them. I can't do that. If I could, I'd do it for my own self. See what I'm saying? I'm not making any sense. Hallelujah. But they still won't let me off the hook. Come on. They want us to do a shotgun wedding. They don't work out. Praise the Lord. Y'all just ought to be honest now. You should be honest. You should love the truth. Hallelujah. Yeah, I endeavor to do all in my power for reconciliation, for me and God, for you and your neighbor. Really, I do. I need God's help with everything. Praise the Lord. If we're going to do God's will, we'll need his power, we'll need his wisdom. We will not be able to figure it out for ourselves. We won't be reconciled on our own. There's not going to be any peace in the world because they reject the Prince of Peace. And among us, there won't be any either if we don't submit to the Prince of Peace. It's the same difference. James says it like this, from whence cometh wars and fightings among you? So we know why they're between Iran and the United States. But what about the wars among you, see? Well, where do they come from? Well, from the lust that war in our members. Because we want to get what we want to get. And we don't want it lawfully. And we don't care if God wants us to have it or not. I'm just paraphrasing. It said we ask and we ask amiss. Or we ask it. We have not because we receive not because we ask not. And then again, we ask, but we ask amiss. Amiss is for my own purpose, that I may consume it upon my own lust. Not for the peace, not for the glory of God. Amen. See? Amen. So we ask amiss. Amen. And we say, get me out of this situation. Amen. Or we just take ourselves out of the situation. Hallelujah. Brother Timothy was talking about one of the army programs, I think. They did the buddy plan. And that was, you know, so that they could get more recruits. Or sometimes they'd be hooked up and say, well, I'll go in if you go in. And they found out that that was a good way to get recruits, do the buddy plan. Another one they did was delayed entry plan. That means you sign up and then you go lollygag for up to 6 months. And then you report in. Another one they did was cohort. I think this was one of their experiments. Cohort, they did the whole unit buddy plan. I mean, here we are. We're Bravo Company in basic training. We go to the same school, same MOS. We go to the same unit, and everywhere you go, I go. Now, they had that. I really don't know how it worked out. But here we are, we cohort. That means we go together. Everybody understand? It has something to do with cohesion, working together. I forget exactly how the acronym, every word goes, but cohesion. Readiness training, for real. Anyway. Here we are. We're all in the same plan, same father, same calling, and we're growing into that. We have to change that individual mind. Thank you, Lord. And thank his the body or members of the body and do things in that light. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'm not an individual. I'm a member of Christ's body. And I'm nothing but what I am in him. All the other stuff is mox nix. Huh? Nada. Don't mean anything but what we are in Christ. So as we endeavor to have that mind of Christ, this is how we perceive things. When we are having our mind renewed and being renewed in the spirit of the mind, this is the mind we have. Otherwise, we do things differently. But the word tells us if we are to be transformed, and we are told to be transformed, it must be by the renewing of the mind. See, I'm talking about renewing of the mind now when I say when we remove ourselves from the situation that never sought. See? I ain't gonna work in the kitchen with Angela. She's too whatever. That won't work. Huh? I'm not gonna work over there with so and so. They don't do this right. That never fixes it. And what it does is set you up on a pedestal, make you the judge of everything, and since they don't cow down to your judgment, you can't deal with them. That's what it says.
Huh? True.
If they can work with you, you can't work with them. Hallelujah. First, we have to be willing. See? Hallelujah. Again, now, I can't command this. No. If I could, I'd command it for my own situation. Thank you, Lord. You know, God don't want us serving him under duress. We can't serve him under duress.
Amen.
If we serve him, we'll serve him gladly.
Amen.
It'll be a joy for us to serve. And let me put you in remembrance, that's what we're doing. Yes, we love one another. This is God's commandment. This is my commandment. Huh? That you don't take yourself out of the situation. You stay in there and love one another. You suffer long with them. Be long-suffering with them. Huh? Above all, have fervent charity among yourself. It'll cover the multitude of sin. Glory, glory. Okay. Well, God's going to help me. Because, you know, I talk like this, and then since we won't get our minds renewed, it don't do anything. We still revert back to the default. I just can't deal with this situation. That's never right. That's never right. Because if you're in it, you have to deal with it. Even if you take yourself out of the way, you're still dealing with it. So you're just not dealing righteously. Not for a good result, but you're still dealing with it. Absolutely. It's like the authority you don't like, you still have to deal with them. Or you can either do it in submission or in rebellion, but you still, if it's authority, you have to deal with it. We deceive ourselves by saying, well, I'll just take myself out from it. I'm not going to be under. I don't want this man to rule over me. Huh? We can't serve this God. He's a hard taskmaster. But the way of the transgressor is hard. Nothing God has for us is hard. What it means is when things are hard, we are resisting him. That's what it means. The way of the transgressor means God's way is right. It's, yeah.
Amen.
It's peace. It's righteousness. It's, yeah. Or when we fail to go in it, it's because we don't want to give up what God say not good for us. You know, we want to go, but we want to take all of our baggage with us. And he will strip us and make us bare. Hallelujah. I still remember, some dream or vision, I think, Brother Rick had about the guy that was getting in. Finally had to chop his knapsack off and cut his legs off and finally got him in there. Well, that's how it is. How did God get Lot out? He was a righteous man. He wasn't getting out, though. Of course, he had some influence to keep him there. We know who the influence was by the exit. Because as they were leaving, the one that influenced him to stay there, look back. But God got him out. And those wicked men there didn't understand that Lot was their salvation. Absolutely. As long as Lot was there, they were okay. When God got the righteous out, then he let the fire fall on them. Y'all don't understand that? You know, the folk we despise, we need them. Glory, glory. You know, the poor wise man by his wisdom delivered the city that was besieged, and they all despised the poor man's wisdom. Well, that's common. We can put that in any situation that deals with authority. Authority is always for your good, always for your benefit. And when you fight against it, resist it, that's never for your good. And if it wasn't for God, we rebellious ones could never be saved. Because we're not going to come to that righteousness of our own selves, no matter how right we think we are. Our righteousness is to submit to God's righteousness. And his righteousness, as I'm proclaiming it, you stay in the situation you're in and let God be God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't opt out by saying, you know, I'm frail, I can't take it. You know, I've never had that. God didn't let me get it done like that. I've been in situations I wanted to opt out, but I couldn't. At some situation, you get into you know, when I stole the car and wrecked it. I wanted to get out of the situation, but you know what I had to do? I had to work through it. But in my working through it, I just had to submit. Really, I didn't have much choice. You know, I could have submitted and still rebelled, but you know, you do it, but you complain. Well, I was happy for how this turned out. Hallelujah. When I went back before the one that I'd perpetrated the crime against, and they said, you go pull weeds in my garden. Huh? What a joyous time. Huh? What a joyous time. Now we're working in the Lord's vineyard, we're told to go. We can say yes, Lord, and do otherwise, but we'd be wise to just go. Even if we say hell no, as long as we end up out there, it'll be imputed to us for righteousness. So all the things you've said that's not right, as long as you put them behind you and go do what's right, then it'll be right. Is that good? Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. Give us wisdom, Lord. We need it. I need wisdom. Oh, God. David said, My soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Amen. Not in the government, not in the Constitution. Right. Now, of course, in the United States, supposedly they esteem the Constitution. When they make their vows or get sworn in, it's all to the Constitution. I did it myself. Huh? I swear to defend and uphold what? The Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I did that. You did too, Terry. Yeah, absolutely. That's how they do it. But then, of course, they don't esteem the Constitution. Absolutely not. The president has to take the same oath. Yeah, they do. All the politicians swear to support and defend the Constitution. Absolutely. And all they do is defile and pervert and, come on, corrupt the Constitution and point fingers one at another. They don't care about the Constitution. Hallelujah. But our defense is the gospel. You know, the good news that God saved us. Of course, we have to fight for it. You know, the faith that we're saved is fleeting. Now, we can't just go to sleep. It'll be gone. We have to be watching. We have to be sober. We have to be vigilant. We have to stand against all the wiles of the devil. He'll entice us to extract ourselves from the situation and say that it's solved. Come on, he tell you all kind of lies. Absolutely. You don't have to listen to so-and-so. He don't tell you right. Huh? You need to listen to God. He can't lie.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't recall God ever saying you go disobey your master. Servants obey your master. That's how I hear it. See? Well, we find the clause. No, that's how they do the Constitution. You know, all the things that they do, they somehow find their argument is that the Constitution allows it. Well, it can't be so. But, of course, the Constitution not like the law of God. You know, God's righteous law is ironclad. Constitution, well, you know, men manipulate it. That's how we try to do God's law. But we can't do it. No, we can't. Hallelujah. Obedience is required. Our example was a good example. Hallelujah. You know, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Jesus Christ, the man. That's who we're talking about. The man Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He didn't think it robbery or wrong.
Amen.
To consider himself to be equal with God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
But he didn't make himself of any reputation.
Right.
And also he was God, but he was also found in the form of a man.
Yes,
of course, this is a mystery.
Yes.
And we only understand it by faith.
Amen.
He was as much man as God.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Amen. Oh,
yeah. We could see him walking on the water,
yes,
sitting by the well, weary.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Absolutely.
Right.
We see him out there hungry.
Yes.
We see him feeding the multitudes.
Amen.
That's
amen.
The same one. The God man, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
And that's who we are. God dwells in us.
Yes.
Of course, he has to do it by his wisdom,
yes,
which we only understand through faith.
Amen.
God can't just dwell in us without a mediator.
Amen.
That's why
you,
we can't see him as he is,
amen,
because we can, it's like looking at the sun. You know, we can't do that.
Amen.
Not directly, not in keep our eyesight. You just look straight at the sun and gaze for a while, and you'll be blind.
Amen.
Huh? And God said, no man ever looked on me and lived. So he sent Jesus Christ to manifest himself.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
The fullness of the Godhead.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead body.
Amen.
A perfect representation of the eternal God.
Amen.
That can be known by man. Now, when we're changed, we can know him in another measure. That's why we know in part now. That's because we're still in this state. And as far as we can go, as far as we can go. But we still know him. And what we know by faith, it's the right way. You know, the things that eyes have not seen, God hath revealed them. So in the spirit, we know them. Hallelujah. But all of this will be fully manifest when we are changed.
Hmm?
Then we'll be able to see him as he is. We'll be like him. Hallelujah. That's why we have the war going on now. You know, we really don't esteem how good, how great. We sing songs, but you know, pretty soon the flesh say, well, you know, I would do this, but I'm tired. Well, God's greater than that. You know, I would do this, but I don't feel like it today. See, God's greater than that. I would do it, but I don't like the way Pastor Rice preach it. God's greater than that. And see, we haven't come to that full understanding.
Hallelujah.
Somewhere along the line in the preaching, sometime we get hit a snag. Oh, it's like something flowing down the river and a branch catches in it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the current still going by, but not you. That's how it is in the preaching. Especially because Satan's walking about right now. He's looking for the idle minds and looking for the rebellious ones and the wise ones, and he can pull them aside. This is his job. Hallelujah. And they hear one thing and they don't hear anything else. The devil's sure pleased with that. He's sure pleased with that. Oh, they sat in the dining hall a whole time. And I had them snagged. They didn't know they wasn't going down the river there. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Samson is another example, you know, of doing a mighty work. And then he said, man, I'm going to die for thirst. After he'd taken that job on and that, slain 1,000. Whack, whack, whack. Huh? He's my God. I've slain 1,000 and I'm going to die of thirst. Of course, God wouldn't have it. Huh? He got water out of that jawbone. How about that? Praise the Lord. So it's not uncommon, you know, even after we've had spiritual advance, for us to act like sissies. You know. Oh, come on. Well, we can overcome, though. By the blood of the Lamb. By the word of our testimony. I mean, we have examples. The great men. Elijah did act like a wimp, didn't he? Absolutely. So did Samson. Oh, but God kept him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He'll keep us as well. That's our hope. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Let me finish this psalm here. Oh, Brother Walter, we're going to do strawberries today? Okay, Morgan, Morgan. That's what the Germans say. Morgan, Morgan. Nur nicht heute. Sagte alle faulen Leute. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I've seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Huh? Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Hallelujah. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. See, we got these adverbs again. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Hallelujah. Okay, we'll go back to Psalm 62. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Thank you, Lord. He only is my root rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they're altogether lighter than vanity. 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 All is vanity. Trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Help us, Lord. That's the peril with having stuff. Then we somehow get corrupted and we begin to trust in it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pour out your heart before him.
Amen. Lord,
help us to do that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Help me to do it.
Help you do better.
Yeah, you understand that when we present ourselves before God, it's the pouring out of the heart.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now, hopefully. You know, we're just not trying to hide anything.
Amen.
We're opening up completely.
You
know, so this is pouring out your heart.
Amen.
You know, we don't want to talk in a way that's guarded or to hold back.
Amen.
And I'm really not doing that. Everybody understand? If I say I've got things to say, but you can't bear them, then that means you can't bear them.
Right.
So I can't say them.
Amen.
And the reason I can say this because the things that I do say, you don't receive them, so you can't receive. Everybody understand that? There's no need for me to tell you that. Just believe me. You all know some of the things I say, you all say it's a hard saying. How about don't remove yourself from the situation? Ain't that a hard saying? It's easy, you know, when the other fellow cut up, you just leave, huh? Huh? Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh. Charlene's got her sassy suit on today. We ain't going to work with her.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, sometimes some of us are sassy around here. I know, brother. I know. Praise the Lord. But God can help us. Yeah, we really don't want to be fat and sassy
Amen.
Before God.
Amen.
We end up being that way, but it's not good.
Amen.
God will have to humble us.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
I was in a convenience store once up there in Morris. And there was a little sign on the wall. And it said, I don't have my grumpy hat on. I've got the whole uniform. And that's how some of us, we got the whole grumpy uniform. Huh? Ain't God good? Oh, help me, Jesus. Praise the Lord, brother.
Hallelujah.
Give God the glory. Well, you know, being men, we have these different emotions.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, sometimes we're grumpy.
Thank you, Lord.
Absolutely.
Oh,
sometimes we're hard to get along with. Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
this is just the nature of men.
Thank you, Lord.
So we suffer along one with another.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. We esteem them as sons of God. That's what Paul means when he say, I'm determined to know nothing among you. We know, but we put the other knowledge above it. That's what it means. For me, that Sherry is sassy, you know, I put knowledge above that. And she is sassy. Yeah, absolutely. I live here. But that, I can't extract myself. I'm not going to preach it. Sherry too sassy. Well, she's not the only one. And I never get into preaching now.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? So I have to do what I do. I can't, you know, pull myself out of the situation. Come on.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
It's the only way it's going to work.
Thank you, Lord.
Otherwise, everybody would have to meet our standards and then we can get along with them. Well, then we would have to reciprocate.
Hallelujah.
We would have to meet their standard. Well, not possible. Either way. We can meet his standard.
Yes.
We can please God.
Yes.
And when we please God, we can please our neighbor unto edification. Unto edification.
Hallelujah.
Unto edification.
Hallelujah.
We can do things that are pleasing that will be for his edification or their edification.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Y'all think I don't know how sassy Sherry is? Y'all quiet on me. Right now, later on, y'all try to let me know how. I already know. I'm knowledge above that.
Oh, thank you.
Huh? Y'all see that? Somebody hit a snag there.
Thank you,
I don't know about getting above that knowledge. Well, you'll never have peace. You'll never have peace. We have to get above that knowledge. She's God's anointed. So called of God. He begun a good work in her. Just like he's begun a good work in me. And though I can't see how he's working it out, he's begun the good. He must perform it. He will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. I know it's working out for my good. I'm not ready yet, so this is helping. This is for my perfection. I'm saying it right now. Now y'all ought to be happy since I confessed that she was sassy. Everybody happy now? Probably not. You see, some things you just can't satisfy. Y'all want me to drive her out, huh? With scorch. See? Praise the Lord. Oh, give God the praise. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, we love Sherry. Praise the Lord. Yeah, she loves us. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. See, this is the knowledge I cultivate. This is our calling. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's good to see that smile on Gina's face. Praise the Lord. Yeah, anybody can look grumpy all the time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we should rejoice and be glad. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, give God the praise. Yo, now, see, I say these things, and then you deal with me like I don't know about Sherry. I know about all of us. Really, I do. But, you know, sometimes when some of you talk to me, you act like I don't know. I respond differently, but I know. Yes, I do. You mean you can deal with Sherry and not know she's sassy? Not so. So if you know, I know. Okay, then. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You don't know how rough Angela can be? Well, if you know, I know. That's what I'm saying. You all like to take the knowledge that you know about people as an excuse for you to not do right. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. We don't remove ourselves from the situation. God has put us here. Yeah, we're in the same body. Yeah, he's made us brothers and sisters because he's our Father. Well, we can't get out of that. So we love one another. Let brotherly love continue. Will it cause me to die? Absolutely. And no other way. No other way. Hallelujah. So daily we deny ourselves, take up our cross. We follow King Jesus. And we forsake all to do it. And we figure it dumb. The little stuff that we forsake to follow Jesus. It's stuff he gave us anyway. We came in with nothing. He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Hallelujah. He's not the richest that have the most, but he that needs the least. How about that? Jesus Christ meets all of our needs. He's all we need. He's faithful and just. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. All right. We won't be too long this morning. We'll praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give him the honor. We give him the praise. I heard the song on the radio this morning. Kurt, it was one day I heard this song about, I can't wait to go shake my mother's hand. We need to throw that one away. I think it was Friday, maybe, around 4:30, but, you know, I have a loving mother up, and we don't like that. I can't wait to shake her hand. No, we have a loving Savior, and we with him stand, but we don't want to do that other. There are a few songs on there we can throw away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loved me. Yes, I know. Or the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loved me. He who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yeah, Jesus loved me. Yeah, Jesus loved me. Yeah, Jesus loved me. The Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we have that tendency to, you know, second guess God, second guess authority. Brother Stair would call them Monday morning quarterbacks. You know, that's after everything is passed. I wouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have thrown the ball, man. He should have run it. According to me, he ran it. Oh, he shouldn't have run the ball. He should have passed it. See, that's how we do. Pastor Rice shouldn't have done that. He should have done this. Praise the Lord. Well, I have to do what I feel led to do. You know, whatever the deal, it could be wrong, but God will correct it. You understand, but I must maintain my integrity. Ain't God good? You must maintain your integrity as well. Yeah, God's going to hold us accountable. You know how we hold folk accountable. Well, well, well. We get what we give, I guess. Huh? As a man sow, that will he also reap. And we make sure we hold our neighbor accountable to a fault. Which say to a fault mean we hold them accountable unlawfully. See what I mean? That means to the point of no forgiveness. Well, God don't hold us to that account. Yeah, when we repent, he forgives us. Huh? And if we have unforgiveness, we need to repent. He will forgive us. Now, don't try to whitewash it and call it something else. It'd be best to err on the side of caution. See? Yeah, we don't have... Yeah, I know Terry stole it. It'd be better to err on the side of caution. Well, we don't want... I want to make sure I hit it right. This prediction, you know, Terry stole it. You know that's how we make judgments. Come on. And when we go to have our case judged, then that's what we have. It stands up against the judgment we've already made. Terry is a thief, and if he was there, he stole it. See? I'm using that, but we say other things. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Well, even in our court of law, they say a man's innocent, but they don't really mean it. They'll lock you up without any evidence and hold you as long as they won't hold you. Absolutely. Yeah, I guess they know how much money we have. You know, they don't judge the rich man like they judge the poor man. Absolutely not. Y'all don't know that. Try it and see. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me. God's not like that, though. Yeah, he's a righteous judge. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. So again, this is a form of pouring out my heart. So, and saying that, if you can't really figure out what kind of spirit I'm of, what I'm saying by this, you getting me behind the tree won't help you.
Amen.
What that means is now. Tell me such, I'm pouring out my heart. When I, that's what I do. If you would understand that.
Amen.
And you need to do the same when you talk to God.
Amen.
Pour out your heart.
Amen.
Don't bring Terry into it.
Amen.
Or she won't pour out your, unless you're Terry.
True.
Yeah. If you are Timothy, make sure you don't bring anybody into it but Timothy. Then you can pour your heart out. You get somebody else in there, it's going to be corrupt.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Huh? Praise the Lord. Yeah, God want to talk about you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's me, oh Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's me again.
Yes.
Need help, Lord. Vain is the help of man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
It's the same with repentance, you know.
Yes.
We put anybody else in it, it's not repentance.
Amen.
Uh-uh.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have sinned.
Yes.
When we repent, I have sinned.
Amen.
See? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In admonishing and preaching, we say, we have sinned. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even in confession, but we make sure that we are in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, brother.
Hallelujah.
All right, Brother Edward, you want to pray for us? Do we have anything special going on today? Serving the Lord with gladness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Entering into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Now, honestly, I think I did well in pouring out my heart.
Hallelujah.
And the things that I said should tell you things, you know.
Amen.
Really.
Hallelujah.
I'm a man of like passion.
Hallelujah.
I'm estranged from my wife.
Thank you,
Lord. Not from my God.
Amen.
I'm still living soberly, righteously,
Amen.
And godly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I still love the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Still love the wife.
Yes, Lord.
Still love you too.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Now that's the power of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we thank you today, Father. I thank you for the gospel, Lord God, of Jesus Christ, Father. Thank you for the preaching of the gospel
thank
of
you,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ, Father God. Lord God, we pray and thank you for the constant reminder that we need to be transformed.
Yes, Lord.
By the renewing of our minds. My God, that's a big issue, Lord God. And why do we resist it, Lord? And Father, help us, because there's so much life and liberty in allowing ourselves to be transformed. But it causes the death of ourselves, and so that's why we resist, Lord. I know all my resistance comes from that one thing, resisting the death. But God, the death is so sweet, Lord God, when we think of the resurrection, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And thank you that you give us a taste of that, Lord God. Even in this death that we live every day, Father God, as we submit to it, God, we can see, we can also experience the resurrection, Lord God, in a daily walk. So, Father God, thank you for this. And Lord, Pastor Rice brought up the some incidences from men of old of not being able to opt out. And I think every one of us have situations every day where we would like to opt out.
Amen, brother. Amen.
And Father God, I thank you for one thing, Lord. It's your working in us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's your mighty working in us that keeps any one of us, Lord. We're not keeping ourselves.
Truth, Lord.
Everything we do, even the jobs we do on these grounds, are for the purpose of making us into the image of your dear son.
Hallelujah.
With my particular job, Lord, I know why you gave me this job with the cows, because I can't opt out. That's a job you have to do every single day.
Thank you, Lord.
No matter what you feel like or no matter what it's going like. Up or down, in and out, rain, shine, snow, sleet, whatever. But that's just a physical manifestation of the spiritual. We have relationships with each other. We are brothers and sisters. We have the same Father.
Amen.
And we can't opt out of that. And so, Lord God, I thank you and I pray that we will just submit to that. And, Lord God, that we would believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord God, which tells us that all of our sins are forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Especially if we acknowledge, if we confess to you and acknowledge and, of course, turn from our wickedness. I must say that because people seem to think that when you talk about the gospel and grace that you're excusing sin. You're not excusing sin. You don't excuse sin, God.
Amen.
You forgive sin. And so I hold to that. In fact, I take a new oath. The oath that I took with Pastor Rice, Brother Terry, and all the others, Brother Neil, and everybody took that oath to defend the Constitution.
No longer, brother.
No longer. Now we defend the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Against all enemies,
Amen.
Foreign and domestic.
Absolutely.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Yes, Lord. As far as I'm concerned, I'm chief. So, Lord God, we stand in defense of that. And for that reason, we don't opt out because of our neighbor's personalities or shortcomings, as we perceive shortcomings. They may not be shortcomings at all. It just be maybe just be our preference. But Lord God, we don't opt out. We stay together. We work together. We fight the fight of faith together. We eat, we sleep together. We love God together.
Hallelujah.
We strive to enter in together. We seek for peace together. We love one another, Lord God. And we don't cast each other away, Lord God. So Father, help us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds again, that we would have that peace that comes in, that peace of Jesus Christ. He had peace. He loved a bunch of sinners and he was at peace. So Lord God, we can do the same thing because we're all sinners. So we thank you for this, Father God. Thank you for this word today and help us to go out and exercise this word.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And do the word. And not just hear the word. We bless you for it in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. God bless you, precious saints of the Most High God. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Good morning, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and the body of Christ scattered abroad. Lord bless and strengthen you, Pastor Rice, as you faithfully stand fast in that place and calling that is of the Lord he has given unto you, being faithful and true. The brother, the Lord strengthen you as you have continued, come forth, press forth, fighting that good fight of faith. Strengthen and encourage us to endure unto the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come. Stand fast, my brother, stand fast. Maranatha.